is Erica Glessing, and I'm so excited today to invite you to my show, Energy Clearing for Life Force. I want to talk about increasing our life force, because increasing your life force might have been something you were actually told not to do. Many people who are very intelligent were dumbed down as they showed up as too bright, too much, too exciting, too energetic, too happy. And this caused some authority figures possibly in your life to feel or experience contraction around your light. Not everyone can handle being around people who are of great light. So you may not have been encouraged to get even bigger with yourself. And the song that I always laugh about is like, turn down for what, right? Turn down for what? So for what reasons did you turn down your brightness? For what reasons did you dampen your life force? And what could you do differently now to expand your life force fresh? So for me, one of the things that shows up is I get these ideas, and then quite often I suppress them because I'm not sure about them being a good idea, or I'm not sure it will do well, or I'm not sure about something. And I have to tell you, with Energy Clearing for Life Force, I just ran with it. I got shown energy clearing with clearing the chakras. I got shown clearing entities who weren't wanted. I've always had a beautiful connection with source energy, and I've always been able to get messages from heaven and from God. And I've always been able to give people inspirational messages. And yet, for some reason, when I get given, and I looked back at some of the ideas that I didn't chase, and I looked at people who made crap loads and gobs of money because they ran with an idea that I also received from source. Because it is my belief that when you're given a book, when you're given a creation, that you're not the only one that receives this transmission, because there's billions of people on the planet and everyone needs to learn something. We can't all learn from the same person. So you're going to perhaps like my voice, or you might like the voice of Esther Hicks, or you might like the voice of, you know, John Edward. Whose voice do you like? Who do you resonate with? Whose magic touches you in such a way that you know your own magic? Not everyone learns from the same person, and not everyone learns in the same style. So we're all given, when you're connected to source, you're given messages to share with others, to help each other evolve. And when you roll with it, when you flow with it, when you let it come through you with huge amounts of life force, then the world does change. I promise you, the world changes. You cannot be at full force and not change the world. Just going into a room with full force energy is going to be noted. You will be noted. When your eyes sparkle when everyone else's eyes are downcast, when you're standing in the truth of you, it's kind of an exciting moment. I just want to encourage you now to kind of get out of the box and shift into this you of you, and use all the tools you can to increase your life force. Use every tool available to increase your life force. So what I find that works great is clearing my chakras every morning. I also like coffee, but I don't drink too much of it. I drink a little bit in the mornings. I also like dancing. So when I dance, that increases my life force. So I like to dance at least once a day. And I really also like, let's say I like hot baths with Epsom salt to clear out, pull out some of the hurt or pain that I've endured in my lifetime. Those of us who are sensitive can endure, can experience pain differently than people who aren't, you know, energy sensitives. So if you're an energy sensitive, it's quite possible that you've absorbed pain, and you've done this for lots of people for lots of lifetimes. And so they really liked you being around because you could absorb all the pain. Like, who wouldn't want that? Hey, come be my Band-Aid. The only problem with that is when you don't take care of yourself and you just become this big bloody Band-Aid, because who wants to be a big bloody Band-Aid? Yuck. How disgusting is that? And yet we choose these choices where we go in and we absorb all these people's pain, and then we turn into this big absorbed, blech of pussy Band-Aid-y thing. And then we wonder why our lives aren't going the way we want them to go. And I have to tell you, it's so easy to change, but it really takes a big step forward in your path and your mission and your commitment to yourself. And it does mean saying no to certain opportunities and saying yes to others. And it does mean saying no to certain decisions that lock you into poverty and saying yes to decisions that serve your highest and best. And it's going to mean honoring your life force. So if you're exhausted, you need to take a rest. And that can be really hard for people who are charged and ready and want to do everything in the world. So today I just wanted to honor that life force of you. And I wanted to invite you to turn it up. There's a new group of beings who are ready to turn up our volume to help change the world. And this is what I'd like to encourage you to do is think of, four or five people you could send a positive message to today. Something kind, something warm, something healing. And just see if communicating your life force by being kind to someone, see what that does. Now, if you don't have someone in mind, you could simply be kind to someone at the bus stop or in the grocery store. You could be kind to someone at the I'm going to the airport today to pick someone up. I could be kind to someone that I see who's flustered. I could think a kind thought, and even that will carry weight. And all of this will increase our life force because kindness increases life force. Appreciation, increases life force. Philanthropy, giving to something without wanting anything in return, this increases life force. So you may want to even look at your actions in terms of, will this increase my life force or will this diminish my life force? And as you keep choosing in the energy of expanding your life force, you're going to have more. And the more you have, the more you'll express. And that will beget even more. And this is almost like if you could look at a campfire that just keeps having little pieces of wood put on it. It starts small and then it just gets bigger and bigger until pretty soon you're just changing the world right and left. And you don't even have to worry about it being right or not, because if you're in your life force, if you're in your passion, if you're connected to source, if you're having kindness and appreciation as your tone, then really you can't go wrong. So that's my message for you today. So go out and have fun. Do some life.